Hey, what's up guys? It's Leo here, and today I am going to be reviewing the book and film, Warm Bodies. The book was written by Isaac Marin, and the film adaptation was created by Jonathan Levine. Here's a little recap of what happened in Warm Bodies. The story takes place in the future, where disaster has destroyed civilization and all that is left are humans and the zombies. The story revolves around a zombie named R and his love interest, Julie. Within the story, there are many themes, but the most prevalent themes within the story would have to be becoming human and human condition. Human condition can mean a lot of things, but the main things I will be focusing on is love, maturity, growth, and death. It is shown throughout the story by characterization and character development and imagery and symbolism. At the end of the story, all the zombies end up regaining their humanity, and this is caused by R when he first met. It was set in motion when he first met Julia. The zombies regaining their humanity was slowly built up through R, which is like the leading zombie and the first one to regain his humanity. R slowly regaining his humanity was developed throughout the book story using different symbols. First, he was able to develop more complex sentences and start speaking more words, which kind of like a kid, because like kids learn to speak, they usually only know some words, but then end up able to make more complex sentences and express their thoughts better. Next, he becomes able to dream, and dreaming is something usually associated only with humans. And then finally, near the finale, R starts bleeding, and blood signifies the life force of humans. R's transformation from a zombie back into a human and regaining his humanity was triggered by his love for Julia. This love for Julia also, in the film, triggered the transformation for the other zombies regaining their humanity. Within the book, even the human characters are somewhat depicted as zombies, as they don't actually live or do anything fun with their lives. All they do is trying to survive. Within the story, because of Julia's willingness to try new things, she takes a leap of faith and ends up developing a close relationship with R. This ends up leading to the zombie plague infection ending up being cured. Maturity plays a really big role in the story, because near the beginning of the story, R eats Julie's previous boyfriend. He doesn't tell her this at first, but when she does find out, she doesn't leave him or get mad at him. She does get mad at him, but she doesn't stay mad at him, because she knows that R couldn't help it since he was a zombie, and he needs to eat him to survive. If she wasn't as mature, she probably would have held a grudge against R and ended up killing him, which would have and then their relationship wouldn't have grown, and then the cure wouldn't have been found. In the story, there are two types of zombies. Ones being the fleshies, which are zombies still with their flesh, and haven't completely given up. To contrast them, there are the bonies, who are zombies that have given up and removed their own skin. They kind of signify like the final death. This idea was used in the movie's final battle, when the fleshies teamed up with the humans to fight the bonies, which kind of signifies the fleshies still wanting to live and become humans again, and not wanting to just perish and become bonies. One big difference between the movie and the film was Julie's father, Within the novel, Julie's father's cold and not caring. He even ended up pulling a gun on her daughter because her daughter was with a zombie and he didn't believe in the zombies. Whilst in the book, his love for his daughter ended up indirectly saving the human race and finding a cure for the zombie plague. Thanks for listening.